The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine. Show, and folks. Country boy can survive.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks for joining us once again. This is James Kelso, and we're coming to you live. I'm in North Dakota, George on the East Coast. George, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, James.
Paul, fade in and fade out. So Paul Fromm, maybe. Ah, there he is again. Hey, Paul, maybe the connection will stick.
Yeah, that was my fault for disconnecting. If it doesn't stick, could you call back?
Sure, sure. And welcome to the show. Oops, there he goes. let me message to the engineer to call Paul back. And
Skype has become quite a challenge to manage these days.
Paul, let's see if it holds this time.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, great. All right, folks. Paul Fromm with us from Canada, and here we are, the three horsemen here, and you with us. You're the fourth horseman out there, and you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. To get in on the show at any point, starting right now. Well, let's see, what can we update you, start you with on the Trump phenomenon? The big deal tomorrow, Donald Trump, well, the big deal today is Donald Trump ended DACA. And this is wonderful. We weren't sure exactly what he could do from the choices that he had. He did a great thing by terminating the Obama. Let me try to remember what DACA stands for. It's intentionally, you know, things like this are intentionally not memorable, so that, in fact, you don't keep track of it. If you can't name it, you can't keep track of it. It's kind of a basic principle of logic. Deferred action.
Deferred action for childhood arrivals. That is, it basically put illegal children of illegals on hold. It stopped any actions against deporting them.
Yeah, and I love that the choice of words there, childhood arrivals. That sounds like a special area in the airport where matronly women who are take charge of children who are put on planes by their parents are carefully taken care of and very securely seated in the childhood arrivals area. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's all in the name. This is language used not to clarify but to deceive.
Yes, absolutely. So wonderful news. Donald Trump once again making the patriotic choice in ending DACA. And it's not quite as simple as that. It's not something, now you have the 800,000 or so DACA people in the country. So it's going to take years to unwind what Obama spent years the damage he spent years inflicting. But Donald Trump's got the process started correctly today.
Oh, and the howls. CNN was like a convention of scorched cats today. I caught a bit of it, and I noticed that abomination from San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi, was running her mouth a mite. She said, Congress must move immediately to protect those courageous, patriotic dreamers. So these kids whose parents brought them into the country illegally suddenly become courageous, patriotic dreamers. There's nothing patriotic about them, and nothing particularly courageous about having lucked into the weakness in the system. Nothing courageous about that at all. The woman must be on crack.
And nothing dreamy about it. The Dreamers Act, notice it in DACA, the Dreamers Act was actually voted down by Congress. It lost. But that doesn't deter the left. They just kept the name. We're going to call them Dreamers because they said, this looks like a good franchise. We like this term, Dreamers. That's what they are. They're not the felons that Donald Trump has correctly identified in his appearances, primary, general election, and now as president, he has frequently brought to the podium the mothers of children who were slain by dreamers. And so nightmare is the word that comes into play here for these dreamers. And so Donald Trump continues to do that. You'll notice on Breitbart's coverage today of DACA, we now shift to the next phase, which we have to counter this hysteria that you just described, Paul, all through the media. Breitbart is already countering it by pointing out the thousands of these DACA childhood arrivals, some of whom are in their mid-30s, who are in fact hardcore felons who have murdered good Americans. So the
I think
go ahead, Paul.
There are very generous people. I mean, that's what even the enemies of the United States say. They're very good, generous people. And there's something about this issue that will tug on the hearts of well-meaning but foolish people. And I think it's up to us to try to present people with plausible explanations and arguments. And one thing that occurred to me, sad as it is, if a kid who's had a good fat allowance all his life is cut off because his gangster father goes to jail. He lucked in because his father broke the law. Well, he'll lose out because his father's gone to jail and the illegal money's no longer flowing. On some level, you can feel sorry for the kid not having a fat allowance anymore. But on another level, he got it only because his parents did illegal things. And that's the same thing with these people. I mean, maybe that helps put it into a little bit more perspective. I don't know what you think about the comparison, but I think it might help.
Yeah, no, that's good. And that's part of the psychological battle that will proceed now for a number of years. The CNN types will trot out. They will find the most sympathetic cases they can possibly find of somebody who is an Eagle Scout, a volunteer, straight A's at Harvard, on and on and on, and is devoting all of his time to charity volunteer work and is a quadruple amputee because of trying to rescue somebody from a fire, and that will be their poster child for DACA, and so there you go, but the Trump, see now Trump, he has taken the right approach in his tweets today. He says the right thing, which is I'm concerned about these people. You know, I want the best for these people. That's the right way to go. That's the tone to which America will respond favorably. But then he immediately follows that in the next sentence. We will take care of Americans first. American workers come first. America first. So the logic there is, well, I care about these people who got here illegally, but we have to take care of American workers first, and if that means that a Mexican worker or a Guatemalan worker has to go back, oh my gosh, has to go back to Mexico or Guatemala, well, then so be it. And the
James, the the caterwauls on Univision, I got to hear it in Espanol, live, where the hell they transmit from, but talk about a subversive network. Curious how many RBN listeners have Univision on their, if they waste their money on cable TV, if they get it over the air. And, you know, they were like CNN on steroids, and people, nothing short of calling for Donald Trump to be gunned down in the street for Eliminación de DACA.
Well, the Univision is huge in the U.S., and, Mexican owners are making billions of dollars off of it. The
there were some good comments. I know one thing that's being kicked around is that in Congress is able to agree on some sort of a bill to legalize some of them. It has to be balanced with much tougher enforcement at the border and a reduction in the overall numbers. And one of the people who did make a comment that made some sense was Jessica Vaughn. She's with the Center for Immigration Studies, and she said there'll be lots of members of Congress falling all over themselves to create an amnesty program, but they will include only token enforcement measures without cuts in legal immigration. And then she went on to say that the president should veto anything like that. I really agree that he's in a position to be tough.
Yes. So all good. Good report here, folks. And I'm going to go to another good report. When we anticipate tomorrow, Donald Trump will be talking in Mandan, North Dakota. He will land in Bismarck and then motorcade across the Missouri River to Mandan, where he will speak at an oil refinery from a company you know as Tesoro. They renamed themselves, but Tesoro is a name you know. It's a company that refines more than 1 million barrels of oil per day, which is the, oddly enough, is the actual output of North Dakota. We produce 1 million barrels of oil, more than, every day. Anyway, this company doing that at this refinery in Mandan, and Donald Trump will speak there, and he will talk about fixing our tax system, fixing our economy, and so this will be a very, very good speech tomorrow. It looks as if, and I've got my car ready to go, we're loaded, the kids are ready to go to Mandan. However, a bump in the road here, and it looks as if the event is closed. That is, it's an invitation-only event in Mandan, unusual for Donald Trump. But if that sticks, if it holds through the night, then we will have to defer our action of going to Mandan. So sad news there for us, but we'll see. We'll see. Donald Trump is nothing if not extemporaneous, and he may come up with something really brilliant tomorrow. And if he does, it's only a 3-hour and 50-minute drive to Bismarck or Mandan, and we will make the trip. The kids are very eager. Of course, they hear this radio show, and they hear about Donald Trump nonstop here in the Kelso home, and they are very eager to meet the president that they already, at the age of 6 and 12, already understand to be the best thing in their future, the absolute best thing in the future for them. Here's a bit of good news. We've been talking about education, and again, it kind of connects with the kids again. But we've been talking about education. Judge Roy Moore, he's here. This is reported at Breitbart. It's time, he says, we end the federal government's involvement in education, unquote.
Right.
Here's let's see if I actually have some audio here of Judge Moore. I think I do. Let's just listen. Cross your fingers, folks.
Well, education has always been in the purview of a parent. They know best how to educate their children. States have various different forms of education, but the federal government has no involvement in education under the Constitution. I remember back in the days of Reagan, and he talked about this, doing away with the Education Department. I would have no problem with it being turned back to the states. I think the competition between the states is good. I think that they will improve their educational system. And I think if they use their own money for the educational system, they get tax credits, they give charter schools, they give Christian organizations and schools. There's many different forms of education. And I think we've got to instill in the students the willingness and the want to, if you will, to become educated. My dad taught me when I was a kid, that's the one thing that nobody can take from you is your education. And it's true. If you become educated, they may criticize your techniques or your motives or whatever, but they can't say that you're not thoughtful enough to think about them. And I think education is very valuable, and I don't think we're doing it right in our country, and I think that the federal government should have no involvement in education. Common Core is an example of an attempt to indoctrinate our children with ideas that most people, at least in Alabama, don't agree with. And yet it's pushed on us by using our own tax money to buy our children over. And I think that's very wrong. I oppose Common Core. I think it's a very bad thing. And I think it should be stopped in Alabama.
There you go.
On the education front, the Globe and Mail ran a piece yesterday that was interesting. Apparently, the latest thing to go in the realm of crazy progressive educators, at least up here in the Dominion of Canada, is awards day or award events. They don't want to give awards for academics or sports because every child should have the right to succeed. Well, I agree. As a former educator, I agree 110%. As a parent, I agree. I'm sure as a parent, you agree, Jamie. Yes, every child should have the right to shine. It doesn't mean that everybody will. And I think it's a terrible preparation for life, but we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by recognizing Johnny, who's, you know, good in math, or Susie, who's good in English, or Joey, who, you know, is a football star or good at track. No, that might make somebody feel bad. What will happen to these people when they hit the workforce? They'll be bloody unemployable unless they learn life's lessons elsewhere. This is egalitarianism taken to the edges of lunacy.
Yes. Now, more good news, folks, along the lines you're painting there, Paul. And with Trump there to sign such legislation, proposed legislation is in front of Congress to abolish the Department of Education.
Good.
To in various ways to dismantle it, short of abolishing it, and the such a bill, for example, introduced by North Carolina Republican Congressman David Rauser, House Resolution 1510, and I'm just looking at a photocopy of the bill. It says 115th Congress first session, and this is the actual form that you propose a bill on. And he says it hasn't even been given a number yet. It has been given a number, 1510, to provide for the elimination of the Department of Education and for other purposes.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. And the name of his bill is This Act may be cited as the State's Education Reclamation Act of 2017. We'll be back on this theme and others and take some of your calls right after the break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. I forgot to give the date. It's September 5th, 2017. And this is a live show. We feature your phone calls at 800-313-9443. So don't hesitate to call in if you would like to throw a different log on the fire or talk about something we're already talking about. Just go ahead, Paul.
We go to the phones. I want to recognize that today is the Red Ensign Day in Canada. That was the day in September 5th, 1945, when the Governor General recognized the Red Ensign as Canada's official flag, and many of us still consider it the flag of the real Canada. In fact, many young people, and that's one of the things I find most encouraging, many of the young people coming into the movement proudly fly that. It's not just the flag of older people, and it's also really, for many Canadians, it's their Confederate flag. It's the flag of the white rebellion, of the real Canada. I often refer to it that this is the flag of the real Canada, and this is the anniversary of the day in 1945 when the Governor General, on behalf of the Queen, or I guess in those days the King, designated it as our national flag. And those who'd like to check it out ought to do just put red, Canadian red ensign into Google, and it will show you a picture. And anybody who would like me to tell them the symbolism, et cetera, of it, to just email me at paul@paulfromm.com. I'd be glad to shoot an explanation their way.
Yeah, and that day in 1945 is just one of the of many significant days in the history of the British Commonwealth, where nations that were colonies of Great Britain, as we once were, but Commonwealth nations moving out on their own peacefully. They didn't need they did not need an American Revolution, and we probably didn't need one either. We would have evolved just as Canada and Australia, I'm going to mention in a moment, evolved naturally into independence. That day in 1945 with the Red Ensign, an important day. A day in 1901 when Australia was cut loose officially from Great Britain and became its own government in 1901. The first act of that government, this is one of the things I like to cite over and over again. It's such an important moment. It says so much about us. In 1901, the new Australian Parliament, in their first act, voted in the White Australia Policy.
Yes.
And this is mind-boggling to people who have, been raised in a politically correct environment, that this occurred. But the very first act was the creation of the White Australia Policy, and I should grab some of the text of that. You will be so wonderful. Australia said, pretty much to a man and to a woman, the Australians said, this is in this act, this is a white nation, and it is our purpose that it shall so remain in perpetuity, and that we will, as the policy of the White Australia Policy, will be, we will do whatever it takes as our policy to keep our country as it was when it was founded. This is the foundational principle of all this stuff we're talking about with DACA and control the borders and build the wall and so on. What lies behind all of this is the White Australia Policy. Changed in terminology for whatever white nation is involved, Canada or America. But that policy enacted by, let's say, 1901, how long ago is that? My grandparents were very much alive at that time, and were young people. And so this is a law that really, Canada at one point had this policy really as part of the way life proceeded normally in Canada. Got a little musical interlude here, a little break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks.
And just before the break, I mentioned something called the White Australia Policy. And let me see if I can't familiarize you a bit with that. The first Parliament of Australia, in their first acts, quickly moved to restrict immigration to maintain Australia's British character. The new federal parliament, brand new, set free from their the British government, as one of its first pieces of legislation, passed the Immigration Restriction Act of 1901. To place certain restrictions on immigration and for the removal of prohibited immigrants. Edmund Barton, a real hero, the first Australian prime minister, he argued in support of the bill with the following statement, quote, "The doctrine of the equality of man was never intended to apply to the equality of the Englishman and the Chinaman."
And you know who were among the strongest supporters of the White Australia policy right up until the big betrayal in the 1960s? And that was the labor movement. The Australian labor unions were hardcore and tough, in favor of white Australia, because this is in the days before the Marxists had such an influence in the unions. That was because greedy employers were not above hiring Chinese or others to work for work cheap. And I noticed there, in terms of the immigration issue we were talking about just a little bit earlier in the United States, 350 executives of major corporations signed a letter to Donald Trump urging him not to cancel the executive exemption for the Dreamers, because where are we going to find laborers? That's a tough one. Well, what about training some Americans?
Yeah, and folks, watch how this. Yes,
grasping greed.
And now I mentioned Edmund Barton, Prime Minister. So think in terms of, for Barton, think in terms of, like, you know, President Theodore Roosevelt, President McKinley, okay? Then think of a later president, Australian Prime Minister Alfred Deakin, campaigned vehemently. What I'm going to point out here, folks, is it would be as if a series of American presidents, in fact, all American presidents right up until World War II, supported a white America policy. That's what we had with our cousins in Australia. Alfred Deakin, another great Australian, campaigned vehemently for the white Australia policy, made it a key issue in his 1903 election speech. But as Paul mentioned, the people in various parties were supported this, including the Labour Party in Australia. Australian Prime Minister Stanley Bruce, a supporter of the white Australia policy, he made it an issue in his campaign for the 1925. So think Calvin Coolidge, Australian federal election. He says, so imagine Calvin Coolidge saying this instead of Stanley Bruce. And by the way, Calvin Coolidge would have said this. Prime Minister Stanley Bruce said, it is necessary that we should determine what are the ideals toward which every Australian, substitute American, would desire to strive, or substitute New Zealander, or Indian, or Englishman. I think those ideals might well be stated as being to secure our national or white Australia policy, to continue as an integral portion of the British Empire. We intend to keep this country white. Imagine that.
Pastor Tom Robb, a few years ago at the event that's coming up in the late October in Pulaski, Tennessee, the European American Heritage Festival, pointed out that the constitutions of all the original 13 states restricted citizenship to whites. The idea of the United States or Australia or Canada being a multiracial, multicultural country, this is historical lying and of massive proportions. America started, the original idea was citizenship for whites only. It wasn't come one, come all, join the class. Not at all.
Yes, and when Australian Prime Minister Stanley Bruce said this, we intend to keep this country white, my father, who would have been in 1925, my father would have been 5 years old, same age as my son now, almost, and his mother, my grandmother, who I remember so well, whose name I carry, Walworth, my middle name, her German name, when he said this, my grandmother would have read this on her newspaper sitting there in her kitchen in Lincoln, Nebraska. So this is not ancient history, folks. And here's the rest of his sentence. So if Grandma Walworth were reading her newspaper, she would have read, "We intend to keep this country white and not allow its people to be faced with the problems that at present are practically insoluble in many parts of the world." wow, is that current or what? So that we not be faced with insoluble problems. And of course, a multiracial country which no longer has a people who steer its course, has become an insoluble mess, where it's simply a fight, a battle among contending groups for control of the levers of state. Let's go to a caller here. Bruce in Texas, I hope you did, you are okay after the flooding. Bruce, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm okay. Made it through the storm. Unfortunately, a lot of my fellow Texans are having issues, but we're going to weather the storm and the aftermath. I want to see if I can dovetail my point with the topic you were just discussing. You're talking about the policies of white citizenship in various nations. I believe that these policies were supported and enacted during a time that the press was also owned by white founding members of the press, and it's since been usurped. And last time I called, pre-election time, I raised the point that Donald Trump, should he win, should utilize the DOJ's antitrust division to go after the media monopolies, who are obviously politically aligned with the Democrats. And,
yes, well,
you know, that hasn't happened yet.
That was a good call made back then, Bruce, and you are right. That was a very good suggestion by you. And just to fill in some of the background to what you're saying, it's so compelling. We used to have, not only did white people used to own our media, and that's something that every people, white, yellow, brown, black, red, to use colors as indicators, every people should own itself. Every people should have the complete package, a territory, which they control absolutely and in perpetuity, and that is respected by everybody in the world. That was the original idea of some of the treaties, the League of Nations. One of the idea was that people's homelands should be respected, should be stopped, so that people's sovereignty is respected. This is a pretty happy face version of the League of Nations. There are other versions, of course, but they should own their own land, own their own resources, control their own future, own their own press, own their own schools, own their own churches. So they should be sovereign. That Paul, George, myself, and all nationalists propose is that everybody live this way. And it's a stable and a peaceful and a prosperous and a happy way to live. To know
that you're... That is the essence of nationalism that you're describing right there. The true essence of nationalism that's been distorted so much by CNN and Huffington Post.
We love the fact that our Japanese, our Japanese friends, they live on in a land that the way they're running it right now will in perpetuity be Japanese. There's no prospect at all. Japan, if you're a Japanese right now, your country feels the way America felt to me and Canada felt to Paul when we were 5 years old and 10 years old. There was no thought whatsoever in Japan. There's no shift in the population. There's no influx of anybody coming in, even though it's a very prosperous place. Lots of people. I mean, man, if the people of India could move to China, to Japan, they sure would. It's a wonderful place to live. Very prosperous, good jobs, good pay, a very wonderful standard of living, excellent culture. Japan will be inhabited by Japanese in a century from now or a millennium from now, if you plot forward the chart, the graph of their policies, which is the let's see, we could say the White Australia policy. Paul, what should we call it? The Japanese Japan policy.
Yeah, I've been to Japan, and if you were to bounce the idea off the average Japanese, well, what you really need is more diversity. You need 10 million blacks and 10 million East Indians and so on. They'd be very polite, and they would look at you as if you were on crack. It's a non-starter. Nobody believes that garbage outside of white countries.
Yes, and they would.
I just want to say before I go, I think now that the internet, oligarchs, since Charleston, it seemed to just moving fast forward and pre-scripted, that they're shutting down websites, YouTube channels, that free speech is at risk right now, grave risk. And if Donald Trump doesn't do something about it, I believe he'd be known as a president who was in office at the time the thought of free speech withered in the United States.
Well, you can eliminate that. That certainly, we could promise that won't happen. Donald Trump will not abide such a thing as that. And Steve Bannon has an interesting take on what the left is doing right now that should be reassuring to you, Bruce. Steve Bannon believes, he says, bring it on. Bring it on. If the left wants to get violent in the streets, if the left wants to shut down websites, let them do this because they are wants to tear down statues. They are actually recruiting white folks to the nationalist cause when they do these things. They're making it real. So I wouldn't panic, Bruce, about the news that you hear about this, that, or the other. We can always put statues back and so on, and we can always rebuild websites. But what the left is doing is that they're revealing themselves. They are showing that they do hate us, that they do hate free speech. They hate our values. And so this is not altogether a bad thing that they are showing themselves. Sam Dixon makes a good point. He says, thank God for the left. Thank God for how crazy they are. They are, in many instances, in advancing our cause. They are our... they are doing good work for us in the craziness of the actions that they follow. So anyway, that's just a thought there, Bruce, to kind of reassure you there in Texas. And thank you very much.
Right. And on a personal note, I've had coworkers and acquaintances when I'm playing, this hasn't happened before. Maybe I'm playing RBN or other rents or internet talk shows. And they'll ask, three times now in the last couple of who is that? How can I listen to it? I have to give it a website number. So people are waking up. So I take that point. And thank you for making that point there.
Yeah, and Bruce, let me reassure you on another way of giving you the same reassurance. When the left takes out, let's say, some archives or gets rid of some posts or something that we put up on the internet, don't worry. It's not something incredibly, irreplaceable that we've lost. We're still here. Paul and I and George and all the rest of us, we're still here. And if we have to change the name of a website or we have to do a new broadcast, it's the current moment that counts the most. Not what, some radio show, the classic that Paul did or I did, 10 years ago. That's not that critical. The fact that we're on the air, that we're on the battlefield, that's what counts. And I'll go to there's an article in the Huffington Post with the DACA decision by Donald Trump. The Huffington Post entitles it, what do they call it? Steve Bannon illustrating my point that what counts is that you're on the battlefield. Doesn't matter that much whether he's in the White House or that he's at Breitbart, only that he's suited up and he's on the battlefield. Where's that Huffington Post article? I'll find it for you. But Bruce, do you have any other thought before you go?
James,
no,
I have one for Mr. Bruce that he brought up at the beginning, talking about breaking up media monopolies. That's part of the American Freedom Party's Our Vision for America book. There's a whole chapter in there where the Freedom Party advocates action by Congress of the executive branch to break up media monopolies. Well, you have to read it, but with the idea that, yeah, why should the other side control the entire bloody media? And yeah. It should be broken up by antitrust legislation. So that is a plank in the party platform.
That was one of the really important reforms of the progressive era around the turn of the century. People like Teddy Roosevelt and others, and Congressman Lafayette, and I believe Lindbergh Sr. And that was to break up these monopolies, which make a joke out of competition.
Yes.
And now it's to the 25th power with the Googles and the Yahoos and the whatnots of the world that control the new media, which is the Internet. I think they should be broken up.
Yeah,
let's start with Microsoft and make Bill Gates chop his lousy empire into 50 pieces.
We'll continue the thought. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just one of many, can't get no respect.
politically incorrect or incorrect, either way. Here we are, and I'll give you just a little anecdotal little clip here of sound to illustrate the importance of just suiting up, literally here, and that being on the field is what counts, and adversity can be laughed at. The University of Southern California beat Western Michigan this last weekend, and but here's what's remarkable: better than the whole game. They brought onto the field, running onto the field for his first snap in a game, USC long snapper Jake Olson, who is totally blind, came onto the game on Saturday and delivered a perfect snap on an extra point to help the Trojans beat Western Michigan. And just a little of the background here, he started losing his sight when he was only 10 months old because of retinal cancer. Can you imagine that, retinal cancer when you're only 10 years old? And by the time he was 12, he had lost all of his eyesight in both eyes in 2009 when he was just 12 years old. This is a young man. Anyway, he went to USC on a special scholarship and began practicing with the Trojans in 2015. It was at USC that he honed his skills snapping the ball at the collegiate level. And what he would do, folks, he would come out onto the field and walk down the line of his teammates and just, he felt where they were. Can you imagine this? He felt where they were, pivoted 90 degrees over the ball, and would snap completely blind. So here's the sound. Here it is as number 61, tow-headed, blonde, red-headed, real Norsky named Olson snaps the ball. Here he is. You can sort of hear it.
At USC spring games, but he's never done this in a live football game. So here he is.
So Jake Olson, how about this for an inspirational moment? He is out there snapping. And a good snap from Jake. Listen to the crowd. Look at the USC sideline.
I love it. So eat your heart out, Lift. We're going to be in the game no matter what you do. Hey, and we'll have to come back tomorrow night for the rest of this story. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, George.
Good show.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.